Welcome to the Just Geronda Experience. My name is Geronda, founder of the Just Geronda program. I'm a psychic medium, oracle, and life transformation mentor. I help people connect with spirit and get themselves all the way together. This space is for everyone ready to rewrite their life story, and all are welcome. I'll beam into your mind with channel messages from my spirit team, authentic, heartfelt interviews, and stories about my journey from despair to declare, all meant to inspire you, shift your perspective, and break free from patterns that no longer serve you. This is my heart and my life and soul's mission. I'm excited you're here. Let's do this. Hey guys, on this episode, we're just going to get right into it because this has been pressing on me for a while. And so what we're talking about on this episode is going to be about transactional relationships and what exactly they are, what is the meaning, how do you know if you're in one of these, and what's the best way for you to handle it and go forward, okay? And, you know, bear with me because I have had this requested. Like, I just did a reading this week. It ended up being like 2.5, maybe 3 hours. And it really came up a lot. And I'm going to try my best to get into it and keep it as simple as possible. But the main thing, what a transactional relationship is one where there must be an exchange of value for affection or acceptance. That's good. That was good spirit. That's good. Let me repeat that one more time. One where there must be an exchange of value for affection or acceptance. Okay. And when you think about exactly what this means, it's like so serious, legitimately seriously, because we live, like I said, in my spiritual vocab terms, we live in this one dimensional world, like where we are in the flesh and we are here for that human experience, right? But the experience, everything's an experience. Everybody has a story, right? But when you are only accepted because there is a transaction that has to be involved, no, boo-boo, we got a problem. And a lot of people, they think that because you may have drama in your family or you may have situations or things of that nature that, you know, that's just a, you know, generational curses, which those are legit, right? And if you look at that, we're going to tie the generational curses into the transactional relationship, right? So anyways, let's dive into it. So the one thing when it comes to these type of relationships, you have to think about love, you know, and the way that I would really explain it is that love is like the pairing of energetic power and dynamics of synchronicity of one that you're paired to. Okay. And the reason why I say it like that, you know, is because it's true. Like let's talk about love, let's talk about marriages, right? Okay. Yes. There are some people that, you know, they're just meant to be together. Good for you. You know, and some people that are just drawn to somebody. And the way that I call it a pairing, because you're paired with that person either for the long haul or for reasons, seasons, and teachings. Because within that pairing, you're going to learn something. And I'll use myself for an example. Granted, when I got married when I was younger and I was paired with my ex-husband, it was as brutal and abusive as he was. I mean, and he was so abusive. Like, it was like now with me being where I'm at in my life and know my worth, I didn't know that back then. And the reason I didn't know that is because the love that I received from my mother was transactional, right? And it stems down from the generational curses from her mother, my grandmother. And I didn't know that I started being abused at 14 or 15. And like, it was, like I told you guys, I've said in another episode, it was brutal. Like, this man would beat me, you know, and of course he was of a different race and he was Caucasian. So anytime that he felt the need to try to demean me, he would throw out the N word or racial epithets and things like that. Right. Or he would just always remind me, and I will never forget this, that I was worthless and weak. And so not only was it from him, but I got it from his family as well. And let's fast forward to now, even to this day, having to deal with them with numerous legal issues and things of that nature, it's still that dynamic they think that they are better than me because they are Caucasian and it's that privilege that they have. And my point in bringing this up is because at that time I was paired with him because we, like I said, we were married young. And a lot of people said, oh, they were just young. They were just messing around. It was puppy love and stuff like that. No, it wasn't. And the fact of the matter is that he's my children's father and things of that nature. I was paired with him and my children came into this world. But the one thing that, even though as brutal as it was with the emotional, physical, and other abuses that happened, I learned that even in that relationship, and I went on to be in two more domestic, I believe one more serious domestic violence relationship. And it took a minute, you know, for me to get my bearings. But as I started maturing, you know, further maturing and understanding that that pairing taught me what I won't tolerate. Nobody has the right to put their hands on me. Nobody has the right to make me feel less than because I am African-American or because I'm Black, you know, or because I sound very proper or per se or whatever the societal norm is of whatever people think that I should sound like. And so that pairing taught me a lot as to where I'm at today, because now I'm in I've been married for 15 years or I'm together for 15 years with my husband. And it's like, I won't tolerate it. You ain't finna talk crazy to me. You can catch it. But so I'm just saying. So from that pairing, I learned it. And it was in that pairing that I realized that the relationship that I thought I had with my ex-husband and things of that nature, that it was transactional. Like, I always felt that I had to be doing something to be accepted by his parents and by his family and everything else. But now fast forward. So when you look at the pairings, and when I'm talking about pairings, I'm not talking about just in relationships and love, right? You have other pairings that are in your life. You have your foundational family. And the one thing that I know about the foundational family, which a lot of people, let's put it on limits term, it's like intermediate family. The one thing that people think is that it's okay because this is the way they are. It's not okay. Because when you're dealing with a mother that only loves you because you are found, that because you're providing a value to her, and then she chooses to only give you affection or give you attention without trying to compete with you, or trying to make herself be busy when you know they're not busy, when they're sitting at home and the chairs you bought and stuff like that and things of that nature, that's a transactional relationship. And not only can it affect you on the emotional side, because what happens is, watch this, watch how this ties together, guys, is that in the same breath of them giving you love, it's envy that seeps through their pores and you can smell it. Of where your life is and what you're doing and where you're going and where your goals are, what you're trying to accomplish. Now, not only does it affect you there, it starts seeping into a favoritism of another one's child or their children, right? That's all because it ties back to that transactional love. Because what happens is their envy and it seeps through their pores, right? Then it circles back around to where the best way that they can try to hurt you is by withholding another's relationship from you. So like with my grandmother, before she passed, there was a family member that would do this. And it was like, they would withhold my grandmother's affections for me, because the only way that I could get to her was I had to go through this family member. And it was all because this is a transactional thing. I'm going to tell you what you can and can't, you know, I'm in charge of this transaction, right? Because in order for you to see your grandmother, you have to come through me and see me, because we're a package deal. The pairings, remember? So not necessarily saying pairings are good, because you can have a pairing that's bad for you. You just have, in that moment, either you have to tolerate it or you have to deal with it. So when they said to me that it came in as a package deal, that's a pairing. So it may not necessarily be good for you, but you still have to go through it. But at the end of the day, when my grandmother passed, it's more like that whole pairing has been released off of me. And it's not saying anything about, you know, that you don't love the person or whatever, but you abuse me. That's abuse. You're abusive because you chose to withhold affections from me that was meant for me from my grandmother. And like, I deal with this all the time when it comes to my parents too. It's like, I have to go through my mother to be able to get to my father, or my daddy or my dad so that I can have a relationship with him. And if my mother's not happy, then that doesn't mean I don't get to talk to my dad. And you know, the saddest thing about this is that you get to a point to where you have to let it go because it's not worth it, right? It isn't worth it. As much as you love your dad, you want to be there for your dad and you want to step up and like make sure that he's good, because at the end of the day, he wasn't the good father for me growing up. He wasn't. There was a whole bunch of abuse that I witnessed and a lot of things that I saw. But the thing, this is how you can tell. And again, you can tell somebody's really developed their energy and their spirit, is because I was estranged from my family. I think I told you guys this for like 15, 14, 16. I don't know. It was a long time. And when I first saw my daddy after all this time, he came up and apologized to me. He said, I ain't like that no more. I'm sorry. That's what you're wanting someone who has caused you trauma to do, is you want them to acknowledge. It's not so much about apologizing, because let me tell you, when these people be apologizing, I have never in my 40 years, like, I can't stand when people try to apologize, but they make you out to be the victim. That's just a whole nother level of this transactional dimensional stuff, because it's like they'll apologize to you and then in the same breath they'll say, well, I'm sorry that, you know, I did this and that, and I'm sorry you feel that way. Hold up, stop the spirit's energy. What did you just say to me? Oh, that'd get me gassed with the quickest. But it's just showing you it's another power dynamic. They want to be back in control of the situation. So that's why when you're dealing with people that are like this, you know, you need to really ask yourself, is it worth it? And, you know, just to recognize it. Because once you recognize it, okay, so here's the thing. You can be, you know that they're doing certain things and you are okay with it, right? When you recognize it, you're able to call it out, the behavior. You're able to recognize it and see, no. And then the other thing I want to talk to you, okay, so we've talked about two different pairings, right? You've talked about lessons, reasons, seasons, and teachings pairings, right? We've talked about the family dynamic of the pairings. The last dynamic I want to talk to you guys about, and it's really, like, pay attention, is, like, if you're married and you, after a while, start to realize, maybe this person isn't who I thought this person's to be, right? And so I recently did a guidance session or reading for someone, and it went on for pretty long. And the thing that I had to help her realize is, I'm gonna call her Miss S. I had to make her not realize, but I had to bring it to her attention, because what's happened is, because she's such a high viber, she's such good energy, that she's fire. Like, have you guys ever been around that person? They just emit energy, like just fire. She is a fire, honey. She is fire, and that fire needs, here's the thing. You get fire and fire, you're going to have, it's going to blow up. You get fire with water, water cools the fire, zens it out, keeps it perspectively in the center, right? And the wind is just going to fire it up anymore. It's just going to be cooler when it's coming in. So the thing is, I want you guys to remember too, that when it comes to transactional love, it's not only, like I said, with what I've just talked about, it's about, okay, so let's say you're in a marriage and you're in a pairing and you meet someone that you just, it's your twin flame. I love that word. No, I don't really, but it's your twin flame. I don't see it like that. It's a pairing. Let me tell you how this works. So let's say, and this was the situation with Mrs. S. So she was like, well, yeah, I met this person at a, you know, at a trade conference, and oh, we just hit it off, and I just felt it in my spirit and everything else. And I was like, so how's your marriage? And then, you know, it came out, you know, we got to talking a little bit about it, and I stopped her right in her tracks, because I could see this was a, remember, reason, season, and teachings, right? This was a lesson also in there, and a test that was in there for her. And I had to interject, because my spirit showed me and I saw it. I was like, nope. Okay, so this is what I'm going to need you to do. I'm going to need you to get yourself together. And so she expressed to me that her marriage, you know, wasn't where it was supposed to be. And she just felt like, because when I first talked to her, I said, why do you look gray? And she looked like, whoa. So anyways, so I told her, If you entertain this person that's coming from this situation, you're going to offset your balance because y'all's relationship, you lose them how you get them. Okay, so I said, if you left your marriage and got with this gentleman, and then you two are together because you think he's your twin flame, I said he's going to do the same thing that he did, how he got you to somebody else. And let's be real, it could be a younger person. I mean, she's fairly young herself, but it could be young. You never know. Because why? Remember, I told you, what you give out, you get back. Or whatever you deposit into the universal bank, I promise, it's going to come back. And it's going to hit you times three. So if she entertains this pairing, which is a transactional thing, because the only reason why he's with her, because I saw this, is because he's a conqueror. You know, like the conqueror, like a conqueror. Some people get off on that. They get off on trying to be in conquest. I want to see if I can get her, you know, and I could see that. I said, that's all he is. I said, because then behind it, what I saw was he 100% married. I was like, yeah, no, so we're not going to do that. So the issue was making sure that she was aware that the pairing that she's in, there's a lesson here for her, right? And I need her to recognize that lesson and approach it with caution. And you let this, sometimes the best thing is to be still and let spirit work. And I'm so notorious for getting so stir crazy, like, my God, I'll go sign up for about 10,000 different schools or whatever. But at the same time, you got to let spirit work. This is something that she needed to go through and process of how to communicate effectively with her husband so she could understand that the situation, what you're bringing, what you're trying to entertain and let into your ring. Remember, I told you guys about your energetic rings and everything. You're going to bring that in. And so that's what she was doing. She was just admitting it. And I said, are you sure he's a twin flame or are you just horny? I didn't say that. Don't quote me on that, Miss S. I said it more refined, like further matured, but are you just horny? So I told her it was lust. Because I said what has happened in your parent, and I'm not laughing at the situation. Love you, Miss S. Shout out to you. So the thing is when you get back down to her pairing with her current husband, it was more so of a There's tests and there's lessons. The first one was she needs to learn how to communicate effectively. Here's the thing. She's a high viber, right? She's high vibing, right? So when she says something, she's very passionate about it. I mean, she's very blunt, direct. I communicate it and I'm da 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 da. You're right. You're that way at your energy level. You're higher, right? I said, but you're not communicating effectively down to where he's going to understand it. So I told her, take some time and ask yourself, is the reason you're having these feelings about your marriage is because your energy and your power and your mind has been deposited into this whole Mr. Rico Suave situation that we can see. I said, so if you take the time and you peel it back and you go back on ground level and talk to him on his level and make him understand where his faults were, let's see what his actions. Because remember, I told you, people will reveal themselves. When they reveal themselves, you believe them. So if he truly wants to work on it, you're going to see the smaller actions that's going to happen because he doesn't vibe like you, you know? And that's a lesson. I said, too, what if you were put into this pairing for you to learn how to get a backbone and to see things clearly? Like I expressed to you guys in the first part of the episode about me being with my abusive ex-husband. If I had not went through that abuse from him and another relationship right after him, because I thought that was love, because that's what I saw growing up with my parents. And I was conditioned by the environment that I grew up with, because I saw that with my parents. I got with him. Then I got with a guy that lived out of Athens somewhere. His name was, anyways, him. And then I had friends that were supposed to be my friends, but they were only friends for me because they needed somebody to control. So, you know, that pairing taught me a lot about what I don't want. So I was explaining to her, what if this pairing is teaching you the same thing? If you flip it, are you being like someone who only loves him transactionally because you feel obligated to, because he's your husband or because you're in that situation? These are questions that you should ask yourself. So after we finished up everything, I think we had a more of a clear understanding. But the answer, Mr. Rico Suave, that's a H to the no, girl, right to the left. So, but, you know, again, everyone has free will and their hearts are open and able to love who you want. So it's completely up to her. I'm 1,000,000% sure, confident she's going to make the right decision for her, whichever way it goes. But she's going to do it the right way. So she's depositing good karma into the universal bank. So nothing comes back and comes back at her the negative and opposite way. All right, guys, it's that time for me to beam my way back out your minds. Until next time, go beyond naming it and claiming it, live it.